As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri once again, folks. It's time for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, September the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do right here Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, of sorts, hard facts, certainly that, workable solutions as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call it at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got some very interesting email over the weekend. And for those without internet access, listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, snail mail, William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647, the postal zip zone. Once again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, MO65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Rural LibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all broadcasting this and carrying this broadcast to their local listening audiences. We thank them for doing so. Our calling number remains 866-841-1065. Make a note of it, please. I don't repeat it very often. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals traverse narrow band and continuing Eurozone uncertainty. We'll talk about that. Job package, Greek default, bankers' empty toolboxes, Pilgrim Society secrets. Yeah, we'll go into all of that today as well. Talk about central banking, banking history, property, property rights, rights to property, and so very much more. But let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading up $2.90 a troy ounce at $1,815.40. Silver off 38 cents in early trading at $40.28 a troy ounce. Platinum at $1,803, continuing this new norm, this new trend, trading below gold, off $6, $1,803 even. Palladium off $10 at $720 an ounce. Silver was this morning off being off 38 cents. You know, it's kind of like setting a new norm, too. It's having a real hard time getting above 40 for some reason. Anyway, the London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,817. It's been above and below that. Very narrow trading band, $1,808.10 for a low, $1,828.10 for a high. But at $1,815.40, your gold is up year-to-year, $540.60 for a 42.41% return on your investment. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend, some action in there. They claim this morning to be holding 1,251.91 metric tons, valued at these spot prices at $72.2 billion. Big hands, deep pockets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 76 at 11,509. The NASDAQ closed up 15 at 26,22. And the S&P 500 closed up 7 at 1,216. Be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, September the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My, what a difference an hour can make in this incredible Ponzi scheme called the global marketplace. Anyway, let's go back in again and just give a little bit more of a recap and follow the numbers out as they are developing. Of course, as we started the broadcast, I always go back, you know, at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour before the broadcast begins, and get all my numbers down on a notepad, you know, so that I've got them all straight here so that I don't have to fumble around on air. I don't like doing that ever. Anyway, things have greatly changed. So here you go. Let's just set aside what we had from that and go right to here. Off of the Wall Street Journal, U.S. stocks crater at open. That's the headline. And boy, you know, we had the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 76 on Friday. This morning, off 217 points right now in active trading at 11,292. The NASDAQ on Friday was up 15, closing out at 26,62. This morning, off 47 basis points already. S&P 500. It's off 23 as well. Gold came in at an hour ago at 18.1540, up 290 this morning already, off $18 at $1,797. So just strap yourself in, as some would say. It's going to be an interesting day. Crude oil an hour ago was at 87.01. Right now, it looks like it's about 85.36 and going south rapidly. The U.S. dollar index, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, was at 77.19, up 64 basis points. Of course, that has an impact on the foreign exchange rates, where we found the Canadian loonie off 96 basis points, having to round up hard to get to a penny, but it's $1.01 this morning against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso off 120 basis points, really having to do some rounding, but still making it as 8 cents a pop for pesos. So just go ahead and fill up your pockets today. Your multiplier, for those who are interested, is 13.2025 pesos per dollar. Of course, that'll be changing throughout the day. The euro this morning off off 119 basis points at $1.36. Will it go down to $1.30? Some think it will. It might even go lower than that. It might even collapse. The British pound this morning off 64 basis points at $1.57. Swiss franc off 99 basis points at $1.13. The Swiss bankers just can't leave that alone. The bond market this morning, well, they might as well just be giving them away. The yield on the 2-year bond indebtedness of U.S. Treasuries is 0.15%. The 10-year at 1.97%. And the 30-year yield is at 3.23%. Of course, it still looks good for the mortgage market as it goes the other way. The 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves down from 3.50% a month ago to 3.36 this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 4.32 to 4.18%. Your gold-to-silver ratio, 45.07 ounces of silver to bring you home 1 ounce of gold. Well, there's more. Let's just glance over the front page of the New York Times here. The Wall Street Journal. Again, the U.S. stocks crater at the open. U.S. stocks open steeply lower, rising a first down day in six, amid indications that Greece is now near the brink of default. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbles more than 200 points, blah, blah, blah. Is Greece inevitably headed for a default, they say. Geithner wags a finger at the EU. The usurper is targeting $3 trillion in deficit reductions. Well, that's the kind of stuff that you get off the Wall Street Journal. Let's jump over here and go to the Econo Day calendar for this morning. What's happening? Well, the housing market index just came out. Let's see if we can pick it up and if there might be something in that. And then tomorrow, the FOMC meeting begins. It's going to be a 2-day meeting. It's the Federal Open Market Committee. All right. And they're going to have their report out and their announcement out tomorrow, Wednesday at 2:15. The Goldman store sales will be out. The Red Book will be out. And housing starts will all be out tomorrow morning for us. The mortgage bankers purchase applications and the existing home sales will be out on Wednesday. Thursday, again, it's another one of these stroll down days. A long list of stuff. Jobless claims, Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index will be out. The FHFA House Price Index might find something about that in the news this morning. Leading indicators, natural gas and so on. Friday, pretty much a non-existent bad day. John Williams is going to speak in the afternoon. Other than that, nothing on the calendar. So we'll just have to see how it goes. Here's the housing market index off of Econo Day. You can find it all for yourself. You know, so many of these, we share this information with you on a daily basis, but so many of the articles that you'll find in the news are based upon information just like this. Once again, these are your economists. And then as we're discovering, studying, accounting, that economy or the economists works on the social or the national or the global scale, and then accounting works on individual property, personal property, proprietors, partnerships, corporations, individual property rights, and the rights of the property rights of the creditors. So it's a little bit different, but the two systems work very well together. Here's the rest of the story. Pessimism, that's a good way to start. I don't mean if you had to sit down to the typewriter and come up with the first word for an article. I guess that's a good one. Pessimism among the home builders remains very heavy. In other words, they've all gone bass fishing, all right? Just they put the job boxes away. Pessimism among home builders remains very heavy, with the housing market index slipping 1 point in September to 14. 1 point below Econo Day's consensus forecast. Since the expiration of the home buyer tax credit in June last year, this index has held between 13 and 17. The break-even point level for this index is 50, in a signpost for how depressed conditions actually are. And it continues. The ongoing downturn in mortgage rates has yet to stimulate demand for new homes. You got to have money to buy a house, folks. You're going to have a job. With all the millions of people that we've got that are unemployed, standing in the unemployment line, filing their first unemployment claim, all the people on welfare, all the people that have stopped looking for work, no, they're not going to be buying any homes anytime soon. There's two houses right on Main Street here in little old Exeter that a fella built in expectation of selling them. They're just little four squares. He wants $100,000 apiece for them. The weeds are about 18 inches high and growing. They're not on the market any longer. They're just sitting there empty. That's the way that goes. Here's another one. The Bernanke, excuse me, Bernanke, come out of the weekend, Willie. Start speaking. Fire up that chainsaw-like tunneling. Let's get it on here. Bernanke joins King tolerating inflation. I wonder if we'll be able to tolerate the inflation, but this is what they have in mind. Scott Lenneman, Simon Kennedy writing this one for Bloomberg. Inflation flashing red? I'll tell you about flashing colors. Yesterday evening, I stepped out to replenish my larder with a few essentials. And while I was in the little town of Cassville, lo and behold, all the sirens started blowing. And it was, I'm telling you, it was so humid and so muggy and so warm. And it was been raining all weekend. It's just been delightful. We got pounded by rain all weekend. Sunroom sprung a leak in the roof, but I'll have to fix that. I'll tell you about what happened on the way home. When I get back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so, as most of you may recall, you know, we had this great big tornado that came down and just did horrendous damage to Joplin, Missouri, which is a town that I go to relatively often, north of me by about, 45, 50 miles, something like that. And so, anyway, as I mentioned in the previous segment, you know, last evening I was on my way to town, and then I come back, and as I was coming back out of the grocery, I had to wait at the door of the grocery like so often when we're having a downpour, because when the rain comes in Missouri, folks, it comes by the bucket full. Anyway, it was coming down so hard it would wash away babies and puppies, you know. But anyhow, I waited for it to have a little bit of a cessation and bolted out of the grocery to the truck and started heading up on this way. But there are sirens, you know, the storm sirens were just going, so I beelined it right straight back here. When I got into the little town of Exeter, they had the sirens going here too. And around here, they don't blow the sirens because it's a happy day. They usually blow the sirens when there's a tornado on top of us. So I came in and whipped up the computer and just went right straight to the weather channel there. And I don't know, I can't remember what it's called now. AccuWeather, I guess it is. Anyway, so they were saying, oh my gosh, there was a tornado on the ground in Washburn, which is just a few miles from about 8 miles. About 8 miles south of me there, there's a tornado supposedly on the ground. Well, I've been spent hours, you know, not hours, periodically over the course of hours looking to see whether or not we had any reports on it. No, not really. But nevertheless, these kind of things do happen, and they happen sometimes very close to home. So back into the discussion, again, inflation flashing red. We had lots of flashing red on the computer last night in the airwaves around here. It's always nasty, you know, you gotta go outside and get a good view of the horizon because tornadoes do happen. Inflation flashing red, being me less of a green light for higher interest rates as global growth falters. Global growth falters. Wow. Some Federal Reserve policymakers favor keeping their benchmark rate close to zero. We're going to find out about these toolboxes. Things are not looking too good. Some Federal Reserve policymakers makers favor keeping their benchmark rates close to zero until price increases reach a level that Vincent Reinhardt, here's your expert say, a former top official, doesn't say where he was official or how top he was, but he says his name anyway, says could be 3%. Well, maybe it will be, maybe it won't. The Bank of England, we're going to talk about them in a little bit, has held its key rate at a record low even as UK inflation breached its 2% target for 21 months. Brazil executed a surprise cut on August 31st to safeguard its economy even after inflation quickened to a six-year high. Policymakers such as Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and the Bank of England Governors Mervyn King may be challenging central bank orthodoxy to replenish depleted toolkits. We've been talking about toolkits for a while, haven't we? Go back to the Macondo Gently Weeps deal, where I made the comment then, Mike Chambers and I on Oracle Unleashed, that, you know, in my opinion, I don't think that these deep-sea explorations for oil should be, you know, allowed unless the developer, the entrepreneur, can show that they have adequate tools in their toolbox to deal with whatever might come. Well, so then we started talking about tools and toolboxes, and we talked about firing blanks and all out of tools and so on. Well, finally, here we go on Bloomberg. Now things get around. They're talking about replenishing their depleted toolkits. You know, they've got a couple of tools in monetary policy. They can raise or lower the interest rates. They can change the reserve ratios, apparently, and they can increase or decrease the monetary supply. Other than that, They're pretty well SO out of tools. And support recoveries at risk of sliding back into recession. So it's kind of wondering, what are they going to do to replenish their depleted toolbox, you know? Create more money out of nothing? Tolerating higher inflation may make long-term treasuries less attractive. I would say that long-term treasuries are unattractive at 3.23%. We've got somewhere over in excess of 8% inflation running. Why would you want to tie up funds for 30 years at 3.23%? Seems like you're going backwards rather rapidly there. Anyway, tolerating higher inflation may make long-term treasuries less attractive. They've been telling us, you know, hey, get ready for higher inflation. We want more inflation. We're going to jack it up. We're going to increase the inflation. Well, anyway, there's a hint of desperation here, said Jim Cochran, chief fixed income strategist at Wells Fargo Advantage Fund. So they got their experts say here now, and they've given him a name and where he works. Here's a quote, a hint of desperation here, said Karkin, who helps manage $216 billion in Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin. Menomonee. That's the way they say Menomonee Falls. They're clearly concerned that monetary policy to date hasn't really accomplished what they expected it to. So they ask themselves why and what can we do about it? Well, they ought to go golfing, I think, and quit messing with it. They really have messed it up in ways that are unbearable. But if adopted, the strategy might be called generate inflation now. Generate inflation now. Don't you like that, folks? They're staying awake at night. They got their little notepads out. They're coming up with brilliant ideas. Generate inflation now. Gin. That's right. Gin. They want to gin up some inflation now. Or, Reinhardt said, a reversal of the Ford administration's whip inflation now or win. No, Ford had win, whip inflation. Now it's going to be gin. See, that's one of the problems with the Federal Reserve banking system. They really need to go, my friends. They really need to go bye-bye. They're so broken, it's not even funny. Everybody knows high inflation is bad. It sounds like the Matrix movie. Everybody knows it's bad. I didn't mean to tell us it's bad. The news tells us it's bad every day. Something like that. Nobody is sure of where the cutoff is, they say. Bernanke and his Federal Open Market Committee gather tomorrow in Washington for a two-day meeting. We reported on that right up at Connolly. And will issue a statement on September the 21st at 2:15 p.m. New York time. Some economists anticipate additional stimulus aimed at reducing long-term borrowing costs and boosting growth. In other words, creating more money out of nothing. The FOMC at its August the 9th meeting considered conditioning its pledge to keep interest rates at record lows on explicit numerical values for the unemployment rate or the inflation rate. According to the minutes released, not really doing too good here. A focus on the core. Unemployment was 9.1%. No, it wasn't. Go up and visit with John Williams, shadowstats.com. Get the real number in your mind. And the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, which excludes volatile energy and food prices. Yeah, like the things you need. And it rose 1.6% in July. Policymakers should focus on core inflation to better reflect trends that are likely to be sustained over the median term. Well, and it goes on, gives a lot of other experts and things like that. Long article, you can find it up there on Bloomberg this morning. Usurper's not doing too good either. Barry the Usurper's deficit plan to call for $1.5 trillion in taxes. Wow, thought they were going to cut some spending. Now they're going to turn right around and tax to get the money, put it back in there again. I guess nothing's really going to change. Mike Dorning, writing this one for Bloomberg, Barry the Usurper will call for $1.5 trillion in tax increases, mostly targeting the wealthy over the next decade as part of a plan to cut the U.S. federal deficit by $3 trillion. Didn't talk in here anything about getting rid of the Department of Defense and its bloated budget. Didn't say anything in here about getting rid of the TSA or the Department of Homeland Security. Nothing in here about cutting back FEMA and stop buying fire trucks for every small town burg in America. And none of that in here. Not getting rid of any of the agencies. No, they're just going to go around taxing the snake knot out of everybody and then beating the old people to death, I guess. That's what the plan is. Anyway, the usurper's plan, which is scheduled to be unveiled at 10:30 a.m. Washington time. I guess that's about 2 minutes. Everybody, I'm sure, will flood out and go over there and go up on whitehouse.gov and watch the presentation. Will form his recommendations to the 12-member congressional committee charged with finding ways to trim at least $1.5 trillion from the deficit. Well, come back, we'll carry on with the news a little bit. I got an interesting email. I want to share with you the content. We'll be right back.
Ordinary Talk Radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Of course, it shouldn't be any real surprise. You know, I'll just go back to the tornado story. Even though we're unable to find anything to confirm that it was a tornado that touched down or was sighted in Washburn, Missouri, there may very well have been. I don't know. I didn't see it myself. Didn't have that rich green color to the sky that it ordinarily did, but we have the humidity for it. Didn't notice any kind of appreciable winds or any cessation in winds. Didn't see any cyclonic activity in the clouds overhead. And being 7 miles away, you know, you really should see it. Didn't see any of that. That honeycomb, that egg carton look on the bottom of the clouds to indicate maybe there was some presence there. None of that. But I guess it shouldn't be too much of a surprise that they were blowing the sirens and all that. After all, they're going to have a major tax increase on the ballot coming up to finance the Sheriff's Department and the Judicial Center and the Enhanced 911 system and give more money to FEMA and... Well, I guess they just, you know, this is the sort of news that they just have to have, make the most of it on every rain, every wind, and so on. Anyway, the usurper's plan, again, which he's scheduled to unveil this morning, will form his recommendations to the 12-member congressional committee charged with finding ways to trim at least $1.5 trillion from the deficit. See, they never can say it right. It's the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, all right? The Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. Is that difficult to remember? Not a super committee, not a star chamber, not a 12-member congressional committee. No, no. Anyway. The proposal puts the usurper in direct conflict with the Republican congressional leaders, such as Johnny Boehner, who last week said his party wouldn't accept tax increases. Well, so it's going to be laughed right. In the end, there'll be nothing new. Euro bulls capitulate after Trichet comments. This one by Liz Capo McCormick, Luciano Minyanda, and Allison Bennett, writing this one collaboratively before they went to the beach and applied the lotion. Anyway, the rebound in the euro and European stocks last week may prove short-lived in the face of increasing pessimism over the region's debt, if money market and derivative trading are any indication. Well, euro bulls, be careful. The markets are collapsing. That's enough to say there. Let's go to the next one. Bank of America said to keep countrywide bankruptcy as a nuclear option. And their losses, a nuclear option. The nuclear, as Jorge Bush would say. Hugh's son, Don Kopecky, writing this one. Bank of AmeriCorp, the lender burdened by its countrywide financial corporation takeover, would consider putting the unit into bankruptcy if litigation losses threatened to cripple the parent, said four people with knowledge of the firm's strategy. The nuclear option, putting Countrywide Financial Corp into bankruptcy. Long article, really long, countrywide practices, so on and so forth. Just before former CEO Kenneth D. Lewis bought Calabasas, California-based Countrywide, the firm was the biggest mortgage lender in the U.S., with 17% of the market and $408 billion of loans originated in 2007, according to industry newsletter Inside Mortgage Finance. Regulators later found its growth was fueled by lax lending standards, with loans marred by false or missing data about borrowers and properties, and it just went downhill from there. Well, Bank of America's in trouble, you know, because they acquired this toxic little nasty company called Countrywide, and they're thinking about doing a bankruptcy on it, and it's got people upset. It goes all through variety of things. Another really long article. You might check it out if you're at all interested. Central banks and central bank funding pledge seen as short-term relief. Currency swap show headline news off Bloomberg. John Glover, Keith Jenkins writing collaboratively here. The cost for European banks to fund in dollars rose, signaling that investors view policymakers' offers of unlimited loans in the currency as a short-term fix that doesn't address the euro region's underlying problem. So I guess it really isn't going to make any difference how many Federal Reserve notes they get. It ain't going to bail them out. Major central banks, we've been talking about central banking a lot lately, major central banks have merely treated the symptom, or rather than the cause, or as we like to say around here, be a wise physician. Isolate the disease and go out, address the disease and not worry so much about the symptoms, raising symptoms up to the level of super social science, which I call symptomology, or victims up to the level of a social science and call them victimology. But anyway, they're starting to get wise. Major central banks have merely treated the symptom rather than the cause, said Michael Dirks, the chief strategist at foreign exchange broker FX Pro in London. See, we really need to get smart at this time. We cannot continue to make the same boneheaded errors, the boneheaded errors that we've been making for so long. We need to slow down, sit down, and look this stuff over very carefully. We need to have some honest, genuine solutions, as they say, going forward, instead of just a continuing repeat of this Keynesian insanity of spending your way to prosperity. Anyway, long article as well. Wrong disease? Policymakers are fighting the wrong disease. They had to break it up so they weren't just quoting me directly. Policymakers are fighting the wrong disease, said Alberto Gallo, a strategist at the Royal Bank of Scotland PLC in London. Liquidity is not an issue. But solvency still is. Now, if you've been listening for the last few days, gave you the three primaries. We've got two of them here. Liquidity is not an issue, but solvency still is. What do we mean when we say solvency still is? Well, solvency, if you're not solvent, you're going what? You're going countrywide, baby. You're going bankrupt. All right? And so we got three possibilities here. Liquidity, all right, that's loaning money into existence. That's going to the Fed Reserve, and that's accessing your reserves, if you ever bank. Borrowing money, if you will. Government borrowing debt, so on and so forth. Bonds and all that. Okay? Liquidity. Liquidity, they say, is not an issue. So they got plenty of funny money. Solvency is still a problem. What does that leave? There's one, two, three. Well, the third one is profitability. See, these are the three big ones for banking. Liquidity, profitability, and solvency. So, they don't know whether they're profitable yet. Maybe they're still, maybe profitability is not a problem. Maybe they're way profitable. They're not too concerned about their liquidity because they're so profitable, but they might go bankrupt. Well, figure that out. I don't know. You'll have to be smarter than me on that one. Anyhow, let's go along a little bit further here. I want to get to something a little more interesting quickly. Hedge fund cuts bullish bets on commodity prices amid contraction fear. Well, getting out of the commodities. So they're going to go into what? Treasuries? Money? Whitney McFerrin writing this one. Funds cut their bullish bets on raw materials for the first time in 5 weeks on speculation that demand for food, fuel, and metals will decline as the European debt crisis deepens. Now, let's see. They don't have any money. They don't have a job. They're living on the street, and they need what? Food, fuel, gold, and silver. Well, why would those decline? How can we anticipate that there's going to be a demand for food? Are we expecting some substantial population reduction program? Fuel? People don't have a job. They're not going to drive. They're not going to go out to, you know, cruising on Friday night. This winter season is coming. There's going to be heating oil. There's going to be electricity generation. How can they speculate that demand for food and fuel are going to go down as we move into the fall months? Anyway, there are. I guess that's why I'm not in the stock business. In the weekend of September the 13th, speculators, that's half of the problem right there, lowered their net long position in 18 commodities by 5.2% to 1.21 million futures and options contracts. Government data compiled by Bloomberg shows that was the first drop since early August. Funds slashed bullish bets on copper by 91%. Became bearish on wheat for the first time in 4 weeks. Hey, let them eat cake. Well, ain't gonna eat cake. Ain't no wheat. Can't have bread either. Wagers on rallies in gold, corn, and gasoline. Usually you see all those three of those together. Wagers on rallies in gold, corn, and gasoline also reduced. That's pretty interesting stuff here. Where are they coming from with all this? People are fearful of a global contraction based on everything that's going on in Europe, said Jerry Sherman, who helps to manage a $16 billion for double-line capital in L.A., said in a telephone interview, quote, there's a sense of nervousness about the market, so it's a risk-off type of trade. Well, risk-off or do something else, but I thought that was a little bit interesting. People, no demand for food, fuel, or metals, I guess. Anyway, here's another one. If you can't get it right, just do it wrong. Women's rights are smart economics, says the World Bank. Well, how'd that work out for you, ladies in America? How'd that work out for you? No longer have that cushy spot there in the home. You're no longer the queen of the household. All your needs aren't being met by that manslave of yours. Now you're out there in the job market. Your children are stupider than stones. You haven't seen your little ones for years. They don't even know you. And they'll rat out on you every time they get a chance. There you go. Go to work, ladies. Start swinging your purse. You could get it a MasterCard also.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the...
So the article continues off Bloomberg in regards to women's rights, empowering women. Well, you know, if you go back and read Agenda 21, as I have so many times, you'll find out all about this empowering women thing. But it says empowering women is smart economics, not like a smart meter. That's a different economics metrics. Anyway, empowering women is, quote unquote, smart economics, the World Bank says in a report. Whose message resonates with white-collar workers like unemployed Chilean investment advisor Fanny Contreras, who said gender discrimination may make it harder to find the job she wants. Wow. Well, if you go down into Africa and places like that, well, you got to get into equity if you're going to get into that. But anyway, let's just go on a little bit further with the article here. In the area of financial services, again, there are some jobs you just don't get if you're female, apparently. Labor market restraints that women like Contreras say they face may also hold back Chile's development, according to the World Bank. You know, it's really important, folks. It's really important. When you got 46 or 50% of women unemployed and they're living in the households and thinking of raising the little ones up, first of all, they don't need government. They don't need government to be the nanny. They don't need government to be the babysitter because mom, dad doing the whole job. You know, they got it covered, right? And mom can run a cottage industry out of the house. They used to do that, you know. They'd run the farm, basically, and dad would be out doing something else. But that doesn't work too well because it's a non-taxable thing. You know, they always exclude farm payrolls. There's not a lot of payrolls going on in a farm. You get room, and you get bored, you know. You do get bored, but now we've got the Internet, so there's always videos. Anyway, you get room and board, all right? Lots of board. Emphasize the board. But that's food, really. Room and board. And then you get to borrow a pop's truck or take one of the tractors to town or do something like that fun and go to the rodeo. Anyway, but what they want to do is they want to get all the women in the job force. That's right, they do. They want to reach right into the home and break the house up and get all the women out into the job force. Why? It's not for equality. It's for taxes. Just like the smart meter, smart economics means getting all the women into the job flow. They don't want to have any of that underground economy going on out of the home. You know, they don't want to have women, you know, having four or five other young children in their home, providing home studies and homeschools and babysitting services and things like that. We'll have the women all getting together and making tortillas, you know, or grinding corn. No. We got to get them out there in the job market. Well, what else they got to do? Well, you can't get a job unless you go to school. So that means that academia gets enriched in the process. Of course, all of this requires more taxation. And you got plenty of people to tax when you got more women in the market. The nasty little thing this is, you think this is all about gender equality? Yes, again. Let's just drop that one and go right here. Billionaire ready, no, not ready, but ready, R-E-D-D-Y, to sell a $1 billion unit stake to buy mines. Well, I'm not going to go very far with this one, but remember, the Rothschild, Nate, he's out, he wants to build a new Borscht. He wants to build a new consortium of all the coal miners out there. So whenever I see now a coal mining discussion, I always take note, because I know that somewhere lurking in the background is that red-headed Rothschild, Nathan. Anyway, Rajesh Kumar Singh and Sharong LeMay, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, the GVK group, controlled by Indian billionaire G.V. Krishna Reddy, plans to build $1 billion selling a stake in its energy unit to help fund the purchase of coal assets from a company owned by Australia's richest woman. I guess if you're really industrious and savvy, even women can get rich, even if there's gender inequality. Certainly not working against her there. The group that runs airports and builds power plants and highways plans to sell the stake in GVK Coal Developers out of Singapore in 3 to 6 months, said G.V. Sanjay Reddy, vice chairman of GVK Power and Infrastructure Limited, the group's publicly traded unit. Utilities in Asia's second fastest growing major economy are seeking fuel in Australia and Indonesia to overcome a local shortfall as they build power plants. Of course, you can go up to the World Economic Forum, Dalian. There's a variety of videos that you can watch. Some of them have been presented in English. Most of them are presented in Chinese. But they have young women that are doing everything they can do to translate real time from Mandarin, Chinese, and the English. I don't know. They were really struggling, but they were swapping off so that they, you know, spelling them when they got behind. Anyway, very interesting video presentations. They had one fellow in there from Newmont Mining. The president of Newmont Mining made some very interesting comment to her. You might just go up on the internet, just type it in, Dalian Web. World Economic Forum, Dalian, and you'll see the videos. You might listen to those. They're very informing. Utilities in Asia's second fastest growing market economy are seeking fuel in Australia and Indonesia. They're shooting for about 15% of their power production from alternative sources. You see, windmills and solar panels, they're interesting. They're cute. They're novel, but they don't do the job. And that's why they're going big into Australian coal. The acquisition will give the coal security for its power plants and also make it a notable player in coal, which is so much in demand today. We're going to need to get involved with some of that innovative disruption or creative destruction if we're going to move away from coal-fired power plants. But of course, with all the coal on the planet, one would have to question the sanity of that kind of a move, moving over to Don Quixote's windmills. Well, here's another one. This has come up a half a dozen different ways. This one's off the San Francisco Chronicle, the SF Gate, but it was originally a Bloomberg article. Protesters converge on Lower Manhattan, plan occupation. Laura Marcinek writing this one for Bloomberg, Saturday, September the 17th. It's going on today. Wall Street firms are the target of a nonviolent demonstration in which organizers say they want 20,000 people to participate. Of course, they haven't gotten 20,000 people yet. Nothing that I saw over the weekend indicated anything more than 1,000, maybe 1,500 at the outside. But they, you know, you can show a bigger crowd by changing the camera angle frequently. But anyway, they had some people turned out, though. They really did, and they had signs, too. They were out there shaking their signs at Wall Street trying to shout down Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. Don't know if that's going to be too successful. And they certainly had the police cover on all that private property, including the bull. They had cops all around, almost arm to arm, guarding the bull on Wall Street bull there. Didn't want to destroy the bull. Maybe somebody's going to try and castrate the brass bull. Anyway, dubbed the Occupy Wall Street, the goal of the protest is to get Barry the Usurper to establish a commission. Oh, my God. Guys, come on, please. Another commission to end the influence money has over our representatives in Washington. Well, who's going to sit on that commission? Nancy Pelosi? Harry S. Reid? Come on. You see, the problem with these guys is they don't stop to think. They ask for things that if they got that, they wouldn't want it. How about the Security and Exchange Commission? Is that, you like that? Do you like that idea? How's that one working out for you? How about the Environmental Protection Agency? Is that one doing really well for you? That's what we really need. Get out in the streets, turn out in the streets, and ask the usurper to create another commission. Wow, amazing. People have a right to protest, and if they want to protest, we'll be happy to make sure they have locations to do it. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on September the 15th at a press conference, as long as they do it where other people's rights are respected, this is the place where people can speak their minds. And that's what makes New York, New York. And then they brought down the theater lights and the ladies came out and danced. As the demonstration began this afternoon, as many as 1,000 people congregated in the Chase Manhattan Plaza. And I wonder how many people congregate in the Chase Manhattan Plaza on a regular day. And after speakers with a bullhorn, see the bullhorn boy, that mentality, it's gone viral. Broke into groups to discuss the event's goals. They broke into groups. Some participants circulated trays of sliced white bread. I wonder if that was Wonder Bread. While others passed out jars of creamy Skippy peanut butter. Skippy? You ever look at the ingredients in Skippy peanut butter and white bread? And distributed apples, bananas, and oranges from shopping carts. Well, there you go. Red flags? No, come on. I didn't see very many red flags, but if they were red flags, that's kind of troubling, don't you think? Waved red flags, toted cardboard signs with statements such as represent the 99%. Others donned white, mustachioed masks of the anti-authoritarian protagonist from the graphic novel and film V for Vendetta. So you've been doing about 10 years of that now. Anyway, police encircled the plaza and partitioned Wall Street's pedestrian walkway.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, September the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Our call-in number is 866-841-1065. You're welcome to call in if you'd like, as we have a caller from the 251 area code. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, it's John from Alabama.
Good morning, John.
Anyway, greetings from the Gulf Coast. I haven't been listening for the better part of the year, but I tell you what, and I know you're on the news stuff right now, but I've been monitoring or listening to some of the terrestrial radio talk show hosts on the conservative end of the dial, and I was listening to some pretty remarkable conversations talking about kind of the global the seeds that are being sown for, you know, the global war or whatever, this Arab Spring business and this thing going on at the UN between Palestine and Israel, you know. And
yeah, it's the roll up to the Iranian war, World War III.
Right. And I've never been able to quite wrap my mind around all the specifics of it necessarily as any sort of rationale for any of it, which I think there is no real rationale, I would say, but it would lead me to my conclusions as far as having a global system based on, you know, Judaism, or a global system based on Comtean positivism, one with God and the other with man as the head. I'm not too sure or too clear. That's just the conclusion that I kind of.
Well, I wouldn't want to drag the creator of the universe down into the muck with either crew, you know.
But as far as in the minds of men and the people carrying this, that, and the other out.
Yes, exactly.
And that
distinction really needs to be drawn well, because it's a mind of man set that has been created by the best propagandists that the world can throw at it. You know, not only do we have the control of the independent or the main media sources, but we also have it coming from the schools. We have it coming from the pulpits and everybody else. So everybody's looking at Israel as, this nation, I call it an illegitimate box of rocks on the Mediterranean. Yeah. You know, they're looking at Israel as being something that is, you know, the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And to me, this is, you know, just more of the old nonsense that we have to deal with on a regular basis.
Right.
When you have people who are, you know, the blind are leading the blind, and they all fall in the ditch, you know? So
right. And the thing that was really interesting this past week is some of the discussions that I heard that I've never heard before in my life of listening to the terrestrial radio. I was listening to the Michael Savage program, and he was had a caller in there, and they were talking about this Arab Spring business, and you know, Savage, who, you know, himself, he was talking about it, you know, well, you know, the interesting thing about Israel is that its roots in Zionism and in socialism. It's a socialist country, essentially.
Yes.
You know, and he pretty much laid it out. I've never heard a conservative talk show host, especially one who himself is a Jew, actually make that distinction, but he did.
Well, we're starting to see more people now that, you know, that like Rabbi Yaakov Spivak told me one time on air, if your mom is a Jew, you're a Jew. All right. So there are a lot of people now who were raised up in a Jewish home that are now looking at the world politics and the state of affairs, and they're going, hey, hold on a minute. You know, I don't like this. I don't like getting painted into this box. It has nothing to do with me or my life or my desires.
Exactly.
You know,
and that's the one thing that's great about that is it gives people an opportunity to differentiate between language, borders, and culture.
Yes.
And this globalist scheme.
Yes.
Because that's it's just like what you say. If your mom's a Jew, you're a Jew. I mean, there's nothing. It is what it is.
That's right. And hold on right there, John. I'll bring you back up after the top of the hour or this next break.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And visiting this morning with our caller, John from Alabama. And John, you made some good points in the first segment of the broadcast. Just to kind of go a little bit further with that, you know, if you can think of it from the standpoint of Germany's desire in the 30s and into the 40s to extend a railway all the way down to Kuwait, down through what is now Iraq, and be able to tap into the oil resources that they so desperately needed, not to mention the opportunity of doing trades there, we can understand a little bit clearer why at the same time it was so important to set up this Zionist home port is Israel. Because with Israel, where it's positioned, it gave the Anglo-American establishment a forward base, if you will, on all of that area. So, and it gives them a little bit of control, you know, with the Red Sea and that as well, the Mediterranean and that region. And it's just too convenient.
Well, and you know, that's a big missing piece that I've been trying to figure out. And I've, you know, the amount of you know, the different plays that they play on you as far as your ties to history, to your religion, to your culture, to all the various and, as you say, various and sundry type of different things that you kind of reflect on as an individual, as your identity. I mean, it's a very narrow path, because on one hand you have a lot of real ugly things being pulled at your heartstrings as far as where your sympathy should lie and where's the correct place to proceed. But the one thing that there is truth in all of that. I mean, there is truth in how to proceed and what to really get behind. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, it's pretty much peace and some type of rule of law and justice, which, of course, is an absolute mockery in this day and age. It's been completely run down the road. But I'll tell you, the one thing that was interesting about that Michael Savage guy was that the caller, the caller in response to that whole thing, was referencing, you know, on air, was referencing Albert Pike and his prophecy of a caliphate being set up to go to war against global Zionism.
Yes.
And all of these types of things. And, you know, Savage was, I mean, you know, it was just kind of all these different things were coming out. And then over the weekend, I was just amazed to even hear that on nationally syndicated radio. And then over the weekend, I was listening to a program, a Glenn Beck program, who, in my personal estimation, the man is deranged and severely, you know, has some serious issues as far as...
And well-placed. I mean, really, and well-placed.
This guy is being very well-played, most definitely.
Yes.
And he has this guy on there named David Horowitz.
Oh, my, yeah.
Now, I have no idea. This is the first time I ever heard of this guy. But this guy is on there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just essentially, you know, doing the whole hoping the Republican Party wins, the whole neocon angle, the whole hope the Republican Party wins, you know, setting it at us against them, you know, white America against, you know, the caliphate against Muslims, against the people
sure.
and of itself, and then at the same time trying to appease the Muslims that, and he's talking circles around himself, saying that how all these Muslims are trying to reach out to our government, the American government, to help get rid of the extremists within their own religion and all this other stuff. But at the same time, no Muslim can be, you know, trusted or anything like that. And we need to go, you know, setting up this whole caliphate Zionism business that the guy on the other show was referencing, you know. And of course, then of course they get on to, you know, into the political race. And of course, you know, he goes out and specifically speaks against any sort of peaceful outcome to any of these types of things.
Right.
That, you know, a lot of lives are going to be lost, blood's going to be shed. It's just a fait accompli.
That's
you
right.
know, and of course, they used, you know, the only peace candidate I know of that's even in the election, Ron Paul, you know, as far as that, used him as a complete punching bag, as an anti-Semitic and a naive buffoon, which he may, you know, I don't know. You know, it's above my pay scale to know what's going on up in the higher branches of government. That could be true, could not be true. But at the same time, the you know, you got to give some form of peace a chance. And of course, a legally constituted, you know, Republican form of government that adheres to the rule of law is a good starting point.
Well, it was,
that
our founders
been explored.
Our founders certainly hadn't initially the intention, even though they, you know, Tripoli made a mockery of that a little bit, but they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't have any intention in the beginning of being, you know, a world
yeah.
dominator at all. You know, they wanted to be friends with all nations and enemies with
yeah.
none. You know, And so there's a lot involved in this stuff. If you go back and look at Fethullah Gulen, his website's up there. You know, he's the guy that's really involved in trying to stir up the pot with the Mohammedans. Then you take somebody like the Albert Einstein Institute. I was trying to fish for it during the break. I didn't get it. But I think the guy's name is Davis or something like that. I've talked about him on the air before. And they's basically, they're a think tank, and they've been in working with these young people from the Near East, trying to get them agitated and ready to go in and do these these spring things. Then you've got this this unknowable, unknown bunch of people that are trying to overthrow the Qaddafi regime. You know, we still don't have a real clear fix on them, but we know that that's not that's not spontaneous. You know, so. All in all, basically, and then we go back and look at the beginnings of this idea, this notion that's been floating around for a long time of creating the Mediterranean Union, and you look at the map that they had for that, and every country now that is embroiled in these spontaneous youth revolts, you know, they're supposed to be doing this all on Facebook. You know, anyway, all those countries, they're on the map for the Mediterranean Union. So we've got so much geopolitical stuff going on that, that you know, it's going to take a genius or Michael, you know, Michael Vail to figure it out.
It takes a man. It's hard to make heads or tails of it because the one thing that you mentioned, though, you're talking about the whole Tripoli angle, and of course with the founders, and you know this Glenn Beck guy, he's leading this Horowitz guy to these conclusions. You know what I mean? It's just a it's just such a sham of a interview because you know. He was, you know, he always wraps himself up in the Constitution and the Founding Fathers and all of these types of things, the Republican form of government, all this types of stuff. And then he starts leading this fellow to this, you know, he brings up Tripoli, like you you say, you know, well, you know, the Founding Fathers were all about peace, you know, they're all about friends with, enemies of none, friends with all that whole type of thing. And then, oh, but Tripoli, and they talk about Tripoli and all this. So they hit all these sort of P's and Q's without really discussing what, you know, America can do as far as taking a stand concerning peace. And then Horowitz comes in and brings in this whole, well, you know, 80% of Americans were completely against or were completely for peace in the lead up to World War II. And then when Pearl Harbor happened, it completely changed. And he was actually, this is actually what he was saying. He was coming to these conclusions, you know, whenever, you know, American people are free people and whenever they get, you know, their asses handed to them, then things will start changing, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this guy needs to be called out.
Yeah, well, let's not forget Cuba. Let's not forget Hawaii. Yeah. Let's not forget all of the possessions, the protectorates. You know, our hands are certainly not clean, but at least from an educational standpoint, you know, we're not taught a lot about this stuff. And so people walk around kind of in a daze and, you know, that's basically where it's at. But great points, great call, John. Listen to the next segment. I'm going to go into the Pilgrim Society. I think you'll find it interesting.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from DistributedLiving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Great call. I want to thank John from Alabama for that good call. And yeah, I know, I understand when we listen to mainstream talk radio, you know, there are lots of questions that can be raised. There are systems out there that provide not only callers, for instance, but talking points. And, you know, if I wanted to really run up the ratings on the broadcast and I wanted to dive into the gold chest a little bit, you know, I could get set up with these guys and they would, you know, provide just about everything you need, not only daily news content, but, you know, you could be a complete screen reader, even more so than I already am. And they'd have people call in, you know, and congratulate you on the great broadcast and all this other stuff, you know, or come in and you'd know in advance that you were going to have a contrarian on board. And, you know, it's a nasty thing. I'm trying to remember what the name of that system is. I've got it in my bookmark someplace. Reported about it on the air. But let's go on from there. Because when we're talking about, you know, the big picture, and that's where I like to look, is at the big picture. And I share this as often as I mention little Timmy Geithner's name, Pilgrims, that he's, at least according to the research that I'd done previously, he might either be the current or was the former head, the president or the chair, if you will, of this Pilgrims Society. So over the weekend received a delightful email with a link from one of our listeners to congregator.net, and I've dropped the link into the chat room, congregator, congregator.net, congregator.net, congretx. Weird name. congregator.net. You just do a /topical/world-money-power.htm. And if you missed that, go back in the archives and grab it or jump into the chat room now. Become vocallocal.com. Lots of stuff in the chat room all the time, every time. But you can find that link I dropped in there. And this is the title of the page, Meet the World Money Power, a.k.a. the Pilgrims Society. Now, I've read many, many pages of this website, and I don't have a lot to disagree with. I would say that it is very well researched, carefully written, and it seems to present some factual information, including source material, that you might find interesting as we try to figure out the world money power, the Pilgrims Society. And this is back in December of 2004 by a Charles Savoy. And it's an ongoing part of an ongoing research project by Bobby Garner. Just give the heads up to the folks that are responsible here. There are many other pieces of information that I'm not going to be able to get to. I'm just going to give you a little bit of it, though. On November the 24th of 1980, the Associated Press quoted Leonard Bernstein, a globally prominent musical conductor, as saying in reference to the Kennedy assassination, quote, "We don't dare confront the implications. I think we're all agreed there was a conspiracy and we don't want to know. It involves such a powerful high force in what we call the high places. If we do know, everything might fall apart." Well, around here, we kind of like to turn things over and lay it out before you. So we'll knock the wheelbarrow over and look at all of the contents. This is when I, again, this is the author talking in first person. This is when I start to deliver what I've been hinting at for months as I have referred to the world money power or the society. I say start because a series will be necessary to convey the complete picture. We can empathize with his desire, his recognition that you'd have to have a series to convey the complete picture. I've been on the air now for over 3 years trying to convey the complete picture, and I'm nowhere near done yet. But in order for a few people to exercise the colossal power they do, secrecy is crucial. That's why so few outside the society ever heard of it, or if they saw references to it, the meaning would not register. There is indeed a powerful high force in the high places. You must know about them, because their existence governs your future to a disturbing extent. They are the source of fiat money, the powers behind the central banks, international financiers, warmongers, globalists, cartel monopolists, and the force suppressing precious metals. JFK, whose father was a member, strayed from the plan, as Zad Rust commented in Teddy Bear, B-A-R-E, The Last of the Kennedy Clan in 1971. Quote, "The Warren Commission had no other mission than to conceal the truth." You might say the same about the NIST report, the 9/11 Commission. "The Warren Commission had no other mission than to conceal the truth. And it was relentlessly helped in this mission by many official agencies and by some powerful organized force of universal scope and character." Now, before you rush off and think about aliens or reptiles, just stick with us. "This force of darkness has already brought the world very near to the point of no return on the road to total annihilation of the liberties of man and of the independence of nations and to the enthronement of the Antichrist." Of course, you have to be a Bible student to get into that philosophy, but nevertheless, we can say, rightly, that as I've shared many times, that ultimately, it's not race, tongue, tribe, creed, or tradition, it's the lust for power. And when a man gets it in his heart or in his mind to reach for that brass ring of power, and does so, he'll almost immediately sense that somebody has grasped them by the wrist in a nice mason grist, or perhaps by their elbow, and they're helping them to get to that brass ring. And they will. But unfortunately, for all of those hapless souls that do reach for that brass ring of power, once you get your hand on it, it's impossible to let go. This is an organization with two branches, the London branch, founded in 1902, and the New York branch in 1903. So now we're right back up on top of Gustavus Myers and his work, The History of the Great American Fortunes. And then also our studies out of the encyclopedias in our quest for understanding, greater understanding of the central system of central banking. We can reach all the way back to the Venetians, go back to the Medici, bring it forward from there. But we're talking 1902, 1903, we're talking 108 years ago. As rule number one of their bylaws states, quote, "The name of the society shall be the Pilgrims." All right, the Pilgrims, capital P, Pilgrim. Pilgrim. Quote, "This is what they call themselves, the Pilgrims. They may also be referred to as the Pilgrims Plural Society, Pilgrim Society, singular, singular, Pilgrims of America, Pilgrims Men of U.S., Pilgrims Men U.S., Pilgrims of the United States, Pilgrims of Great Britain, Pilgrims London, Pilgrims New York, or other slight variants such as Pilgrims NYC. The name doesn't exactly sound menacing, does it? probably less so than Skull and Bone Society at Yale University, which has had some furor raised over it in recent years. The two organizations are interrelated with the Pilgrims in much the dominant position. As it does with other groups and with which it is interlocked, Francis F. Randolph of the Pilgrims, Wall Street financier born in 1889, was the treasurer of the Russell Trust Association. Now, that's important as well, Russell Trust, look it up. For many years, the corporate name of Skull and Bones, named after the Russell that founded the Bones in 1832, the Yale, quote-unquote, Secret Five, including Wolf's Head Society, the Book and Snake Society, the Berzelius Society, Scroll and Key Society, were founded as British fronts for sons of wealthy Americans who were in league with the British Empire and its world money power. Of course, again, from Gustavus Myers, we discovered that some of these, you raise them up from the bootstrap rich guys, would go to England and other places in search of castles and titles, and they would marry into the nobility so they could raise themselves up in their social standards.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And just a bit further here, and we'll go to our caller. Let's go on and finish out where we left off. Again, talking about the Russell Trust, the Yale Secret Five, including Wolf's Head Society, Book and Snake Society, the Berzelius Society, Scroll and Key Society, all founded as British fronts for the sons of wealthy Americans who were in league with the British Empire and its world money power. Russell and Company was granted opium trading concessions in China by the British East India Company. The BEIC didn't have to give any territory away. It did so in exchange for buying influence in America. Yale University itself is named after Elihu Yale of the British East India Company, who ran an opium trading fort in India. So you see, the British royalty and their allied bankers never give up trying to control planet Earth. And with that, let's go to our caller, Sam in Missouri, and say good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning to you, Will. Sounding great. And just want to mention, that's what makes this radio so interesting, is you can just, there's certainly enough work to keep all of us going out here.
Absolutely. 24/7, 365.
Yeah. My main reason for calling, I wanted to reference back to the previous caller when you were talking about some of these different mainstream talking points and different things of that nature. If they do a search for it, there was, in fact, a couple articles from different places, along with a link, which at the time linked off to a place where this was actually on the Premier Radio website. I don't know if that's it,
the Premier Radio Network. Okay.
Yeah, and they were looking for, and it actually said on their own site, so this is not hearsay, they were actually looking for impersonators that they could hire that would call into these talk shows and make their talk show hosts look good, and you could get paid for it.
Absolutely, and that was what I was trying to remember, and it was just one of those things, you know, you don't come onto the airways with that in your mind, and so it's hard sometimes to fish it out of the memory, but you're exactly right. And so, you know, we listen to these people out there, the talking heads folks, and just understand that there's a whole dynamic that's going on there that you're not likely to get on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, I hope, and you're certainly not going to get on very many others. But there are people out there who actually get paid to either come in as an antagonist, you know, or as a supporter, and the hosts are oftentimes are very well aware that this is going to be part of the schedule. The caller is an employment of the Premier Radio Network and knows to call in at a quarter after the hour. He's going to ask this question because he knows that the host is going to be on that topic.
Yeah, or another tactic that they will do is they will have, there was a guy by the name of Phil Henry who used to have callers call in, and it was all fake too, where they would stir up and get the whole idea of the show was to stir the audience up and get them angry, where they would get in these big fake fights on the air, you know, and just do name calling and stuff like that. And they used to air that up in the Kansas City area on KCMO out of Kansas City, and the thing was as fake as can be. I mean, it was every bit as fake as their fiat money. But what they did was they had callers that were all set up to call in, and they would do this going back and forth as if they were in this real heated argument, and it wasn't really authentic at all.
Well, you know, you and I and others that we can easily run off a list have been, you know, longtime listeners, first on shortwave, then on the Internet, you know, and frequent callers to so many places. And it used to be a real challenge for me. You know, the broadcaster would come on and they'd have a topic going, and so I'd have to go around and do my homework and do some research, listen carefully, then try and call in on point, on topic, and add something to the discussion, you know. And it gave you a little opportunity to get some airtime, you know, get a little bit of play, a little bit of an opportunity really to talk to the host, too. But things have changed. They have really changed in talk radio, and it isn't that wonderful bag of truth that it used to be.
No, it's not. And one of the things I even ran into, Will, was one time I happened to be listening to a trucker show on WLW out of Cincinnati. There's a trucker show that runs all night over there, and they were complaining about the issues going on, you know, with the truckers coming in from Mexico and how it was going to run them all out of business. And so I called in, and I said, well, I said, if you do some research, you know, we start talking about, you know, the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights and some of that stuff. They didn't want to hear anything about the UN. Man, they wanted to get rid of me as quick as they possibly could when I went over in that area. And I thought, okay, so basically what we have here with this show is They want the show to be just a bitch session to let off steam, and then after the steam is let off, then hopefully they'll shut up and go away. And most of these guys aren't smart enough to figure that out when they call in on some of these shows.
Yeah, it's an emporium for victimology and symptomology. We're going to raise up the victims today, or tomorrow we're going to raise up the symptoms, and they never want to treat the disease.
Nope, absolutely not. And that's the thing. If we're going to have, and that's one of the things that is nice about your show, Will, is the fact that there are solutions out there, but the problem is there's too many shows in which nobody wants to let go of the, nobody wants to permit the solutions. They want to permit all the griping, but they don't want to permit the solutions, and that's particularly, I mean, it's to some extent in the alternative media too, but particularly in the mainstream media. The mainstream media shows are basically a steam valve to kind of release off steam as the country slides into the abyss, so that hopefully it will delay when the masses really rise up with their pitchforks and whatever, you know, which is the inevitable outcome that happens in any country that goes down this road, which I don't want to see. Well, I would be the biggest loser. I'm a totally blind person. I don't want to see this country fall into chaos. I mean, how would I fight off an as a totally blind person? I mean, you know, you start think about it. When you got gangs of thugs roaming down the streets in total disorder and chaos, I don't want to see that any more than anybody else. But it's the thing I keep telling people is the reason we don't want to see this country descend into chaos is not only would there be a lot of innocent people hurt, but there would be an awful lot of people who don't know any better that would go to the masters that created the chaos in the first place.
Exactly. You know, it's not just the people that have a sight impairment, but there are people who have mobility impairments, there's people of age, antiquity, there's people who are mentally challenged, if you want to put it that way. And, you know, if we're going to live in freedom, it's got to be across the board. I don't like the idea of my own little basket of freedom. I don't want my own individual solution to a global problem to prevail. I would like to be able to effect an alteration here, a restoration that would put us all back in the same place where we all have an equal opportunity to either succeed or to fail, and there's no sustaining it. There's no props. You have every right to fail in your life just like anybody else. There used to be a time where you'd take your skateboard or your pencil cup and you'd go out and sit on a corner, but you're not like that. You're industrious and you're self-reliant, and you and Trish are just doing phenomenal things and can be a witness and example for the people around you. But to come on the radio every day and try and style this broadcast as a Christian right-wing patriot broadcast, I'd rather just switch off the microphone.
Oh, I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. And here's my attitude, Will, and this is the attitude I always try to put forth through Liberty Radio, and that is, if you're not free, I'm not free. If mm-hmm. Will's not free, I'm not free.
That's right.
Let's just go down the list, okay? Yeah. So it's in my vested interest to stand up for your freedom every bit as much as it is mine. And this is one of the things I'm trying to educate some of the younger folks that I see when Trish and I are out and about. You know, we see younger folks that are working in restaurants and different things like that. And I just plant seeds. I try not to bombard them with too much, but I just plant seeds, you know, and hopefully try to get them thinking, because after we're gone, they're going to have to pick up this torch. And I hope that one of the things that we see is a trend, and I hope we don't see a trend in which they pick up the torch and they get liberty confused with celebrating decay.
Yes, exactly. You know, and if we can leave anything, let's leave the framework that we were given earlier, or at least had the opportunity. That's why I advocate the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Every single word there is vitally important to understand. We talk about it a lot, but if we can get back to that, then the future generations will be able to have a multi-purpose tool in their toolbox that they'll be able to use to establish a system of government that will be amenable to them and help them to prosper and move into a greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. And I can't imagine any gift that we could leave to the next generations than that.
Well, thank you so much. Well, there's just so much you can think of to comment on, but I'll let you go. We'll have more later, but I appreciate everything you're doing and appreciate the work you do when you come to the microphone every day here, because Well, I'll tell you what. I'll get back with you later. I found our station on in a very interesting place. I'll tell you about that later.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sam, and thanks for calling in this morning. Always appreciate hearing from Sam. Sam and Trish broadcast the broadcast every day on Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, and always glad for him to do so. So let's go back in now and continue along with a little bit of a beginning of a study on who are the Pilgrims. I think this is fascinating. As you see more about this, and here we're kind of running out of time for the day, but as you see more about this, you're going to understand what we're really up against here and why these spontaneous revolutions and flag wavings just aren't going to do the trick. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, you know, you wonder where we go, you know, when we're out and about. It's kind of like, you know, checking out all the fence lines, you know, on these broadcasts every morning. We've been going in a long series, really. Haven't really deviated for months here. You know, one broadcast after the next, they're all together. They work together. They all help us to put together this understanding of the bigger picture, which is so absolutely vital for us right now. There are the pablum pushers out there that would have you concentrate on, you know, concentration camps and aliens forever. But there is a bigger game afoot, put it that way. You see, the British royalty and their allied bankers never give up trying to control planet Earth. And it continues here, he says, while Alexandra Robbins made a stink about Skull and Bones with the recent book, she neglected to point out that Paul Mellon of Scroll and Key by himself was probably wealthier than half the Bones members combined. And while Mellon listed his Scroll and Key membership in Who's Who, he remained silent about his Pilgrim Society membership to the end. His name appeared in a 1969 list, the only known year a list was leaked to the outside world. I reviewed the list at length and concluded its authenticity from other facts available. Skull and Bones is not equal to the Pilgrims for several reasons. The most obvious reason is reins of power are not turned over to 19-year-old boys. When they get to Yale, they're inducted immediately. There is a 10-year waiting list for joining. The Pilgrims, after the person is selected by invitation only, a death has to occur, or by a measure within the organization, decision to increase its numbers is reached. According to the current figures, there are 700, there is about a 1 in 410,000 chance of any American being a member. It is probably rare for a man to become a member before the age of 40. Also, what about the powerful people of the country who don't or who didn't attend Yale at all? Do we just paint them out of the picture because it doesn't fit into some thesis by Alexandra Robbins or Anthony Sutton? Sutton, by the way, spent time at the Hoover Institution on War, Revolution, and Peace at Stanford University, of which Pilgrim Society members are the trustees. Esquire magazine, September 1977, ran an article on Skull and Bones, stating on page 84, why haven't they had one about the Pilgrims? Not going to hear about them, that's why. This is a long and lengthy, winding article. I'd refer you once again to congregator.net, congregator.net, /topical/world-money-power.htm. Read it for yourself. Very interesting, and lots of others as well in here. There are many indications that David Rockefeller, at age 89, remains the most powerful man in the country, and he came from Harvard. Mrs. Robbins claimed Skull and Bones, quote, controls the Rockefeller fortunes, close quote, but gave no documentation. Societies such as Bones are indeed important, but must not be equated to the, quote, the senior Anglo-American society. Now, there are people out there, again, which is the Pilgrims, the senior Anglo-American society, which is the Pilgrims. There are people out there who have pointed all kinds of things. They talk always about the Brotherhood of Darkness and whatnot, but they never name names. They're very gun-shy about naming names. They don't like to point over here, you know, Phyllis Schlafly. She's real dominionist, I think, in her own right. Forgive me, Phyllis. I've met her once, listened to her many times, but there's this blue blood that just kind of surges around there. It's a little bit troubling. I think we need to be very aware of things like that, especially when they rise to notoriety and power. But again, it's the Pilgrims. Not only is the Pilgrim Society exponentially the most powerful organization the world has ever known, it is, relatively speaking, the most secretive. And certainly the most dangerous. The sheer network of thousands of interlocking connections is enough to overwhelm one person trying to research them. Referring to the power of the organization in a speech at the House of Commons on August the 20th of 1941, Winston Churchill, who was himself a member, said, quote, no one could stop it. Let it roll on in full flood. Inexorable, irresistible, close quote. I believe the reason why the name Pilgrims was chosen is an open secret, like their very existence. The original Pilgrims who came over on the Mayflower centuries earlier left the old world to found a new world where they believed they could live life in their chosen way. These other Pilgrims, whose royal roots trace back at least to early medieval times in Britain and Europe, are leaving the present world system and gravitating towards a new world order. Isn't this delightfully written? The fellow's done a good job. I've compiled enough information on these men to write millions of words length. That won't be possible here. I intend to give a summary as best I can. If anyone wishes to employ the term conspiracy, I have no quarrel with that. This is precisely what we're examining. To believe otherwise is the summit of childhood or childish naivete. Use the word intrigue instead if you assimilate it easier. Other applicable terms, such as Illuminati, dating to an Austrian professor on May the 1st of 1776, that would be Weizsäcker, May Day, are heard. They are elitists who know how the world should be ordered. The rest of us are clueless, and they will do anything to achieve that order, even if it calls for the extermination of half the world's population, which appears to be part of their plan. We're winding in to the last moments of the broadcast a couple of minutes ago, about 4 minutes. Well, let's move along a little bit further. As to which of its members are the most powerful is a subject to conjecture, and no absolute conclusion can be reached. That's all known only on the inside. What is obvious is that the British royal family was involved with the founding of the organization and remains involved to this moment. That's right. Little Timmy, I think he's the president. The Queen is also a member. Also obvious is that a frontman for Lord Rothschild, diamond cartelist Cecil Rhodes, this brings in the Rhodes Society again now, provided the framework or the concept for the society in the wills he left behind. So the work that's been done by Alan Watt and others would come into play here. Americans involved in the founding included Joseph Wheeler, an ex-Confederate general. The British built a lot of war vessels for the South, by the way, and financiers and empire builders like John D. Rockefeller, Andrew Carnegie, the Vanderbilts, Mellons, and DuPonts. Now here, this is Gustavus Myers, History of the Great American Fortunes. We talked all about that months ago. Excellent book. Donated to our library by one of our listeners. Always appreciate that when it occurs. They realized that they needed powerful allies in their drive to control the world. The chosen allies became the North American robber barons, empire builders, including the Astors, the Vanderbilts, the Rockefellers, the Harrimans, the DuPonts, the Mellons, the Whitneys, the Harknesses, and others. We can't assume that, however, they were approached and drawn into the plan. The offer went along the lines of this, quote, "You've built an empire. Join us if you want to share in a world empire," close quote. And like a corporation with shares, the world is to be divided up according to shareholdings within the Pilgrims organization. You don't seriously believe that one man alone could rise to world prominence without the concerted efforts of hundreds of powerful men across a span of many years, do you? And then it continues and it talks more about the Rothschilds. But one thing that we can know, and one thing we ought to know, and we'll come back to more of this perhaps tomorrow, is that there are certain honorary members always in the Pilgrims. And as of 1969, from this document they published themselves, the honorary members include these: the President of the United States, Her Majesty's Ambassador to the United States, the United States Ambassador to Great Britain, Her Majesty's Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, the Secretary of State of the United States. Yes, that's right, Hillary Rodham Clinton. The Permanent Representative of the United Kingdom and Her Majesty's Consul General at New York. These are honorary members. Of course, little Timmy walks with a big stick. Barry the Usurper, remember, at the wedding? He wasn't invited. He and Michelle didn't quite muster. Perhaps he's the first president of the United States that's not an honorary member of the Pilgrims. I don't know. But certainly, the Sussman fellow, the United States ambassador to Great Britain, I looked him up last night. You might just go down through that list. The President of the United States, Her Majesty's Ambassador to the United States, the United States Ambassador to Great Britain, Her Majesty's Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, the Secretary of State of the United States, the Permanent Representative of the United Kingdom to the United Nations, and Her Majesty's Consul General at New York, just some of these. And look them up. And think about that to yourself. The Pilgrims. Pilgrim, run America, and perhaps the world. Be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcast.